James, I just wanted to ask for you, what's the last week been like as you guys have gone through this process? Because you knew it was a possibility. We talked to Kalani about it, but now it's a reality. What's that been like?
I think it's just been, taking it one day at a time, taking it, one piece at a time. We've all been just trying to follow the guidelines that have been given us, and we're trying to do our best. And we have faith in, everybody in our administration, whether it be, both guys scheduling games and making sure, we have games to play and we get to play football, and the sports medicine staff who are making sure that we're all safe and that we handle things the right way. And we're just, taking it piece by piece and doing our best to do what we need to do so we can keep playing football.
All right, let's go Norma and then Jake Hatch.
Throughout fall camp and as this season was nearing, multiple players and coaches were talking about accountability, how it was going to be on you guys to make sure to still have a season. I guess, where would you say is the weakest link that could sort of derail this season? What would have to happen?
I think Kalani, when he was talking about it, he said it best, where everybody's still learning so much about this thing, and we're all just trying to do our best to keep up with the news and keep doing our best with the new guidelines that are stated. And it's just a learning curve for everybody. So as we hit these little small bumps in the road, we can bounce back and do the right thing and prepare ourselves for future games. You know what I mean? And so we're grateful that we get to be here. We're grateful that we get to, play football when we know a lot of people aren't getting that opportunity right now. We still have it. So we just want to do everything we can to be accountable for ourselves and to make sure we're doing the right things and doing our best to put ourselves in the best situation. And nobody knows everything about this virus. And so if we can just do our best and keep doing our best, we can, hopefully get back to playing football soon.
All right, Jake, and then Jay Drew.
James, I wanted to ask you, in terms of you guys having this back-to-back bye week situation, how do you guys keep yourselves motivated while also working out, as what Kalani talked about, in groups of just 10 to 15 guys? How do you keep yourselves going, looking ahead now to Troy a week from Saturday?
I would just copy everything Kalani said when he was saying that, we have a lot of gratitude to be able to play right now. So the whole fact that we still get to play football, that's the motivation we need. And where we have, a little bit of extra time to prepare and work out and a little bit of time without a game here, we're just grateful that we get to play, and we're willing to do anything that we can do to keep that up. So we're just, trying to work hard, keep up on the film, stay together as a group and move forward.
All right, Jay.
Hey, James, you guys looked almost flawless in the offensive line in that game, but Coach Mateo said there were issues. I think Brady Christensen said you can get better. What do you think you can get better at? What are some things that stand out to you?
Well, I mean, as we're looking forward to Troy and what we can do with them, I think we just need to continue to prepare the best we can, knowing our scheme and their scheme and kind of our game plan to attack and figuring out, how we can best, communicate certain things and be on the same page and play better as a group. There's probably lots of things that each one of us could do better and just attacking each one of those, things and moving forward and preparing week to week is the best we can do, I think.
Nice cough into your elbow. Good technique.
Thanks. I'm alone in a room. I'm still coughing in my elbow.
All right, let's go Dana and then Mitch.
Hey, James, as one of the leaders of this team and the other leaders as well, how much do you guys kind of stay on top of each other? I mean, sports medicine is trying to keep you as safe as possible, but how much do you guys monitor each other's behavior to make sure you're in the safest environment, safest situation, so you can continue this season?
Football in itself is a game where you got to trust each other. So I think we got a group of a lot of guys that, believe in each other and trust each other. And I think everybody's trying to do their best to keep themselves in good situations and just moving forward. We're just going to keep trying to get better and better with the guidelines we've been given and doing that. So where you got a bunch of guys that, that are trying their best to play hard for each other and trust each other. I think most of the accountability is on each other. And then as you know, we see things happening and leaders see things happening, we talk to each other and keep things straight, whether it be on the field or off the field or in the classroom. You know, everybody's just trying to be their best selves, you know what I mean? And as a team, you just got to be able to help and support everybody in doing that.
James, I'm just kind of curious. So, you know, how can you maybe describe how you guys as a team found out that the game was postponed? Maybe just describe what those feelings were in that moment when you guys did find out.
Yeah, everybody was super excited for Army, and I think we're still really excited for Army. We have a lot of faith that that game will hopefully get rescheduled and we'll still get to play those guys. We think they're a great team and have a great program, and you know, we're looking forward to it. And so in the moment, everybody's kind of bummed because, you know, we want to play that game, and we felt like we were on our way to having some pretty good preparation and getting ourselves dialed in for it. But then I think, you know, after that probably initial bummer, you know, of hearing about it, I think everybody was just positive and grateful that we still get to play football, and we started looking forward to the next game and looking forward to what we need to do to get back to playing football, whether, you know, whatever guidelines we've been given by, you know, sports medicine and the state and, you know, everybody trying to keep us healthy and safe and responsible, you know what I mean? So I think first it was a bummer, but then everybody's just like, hey, we're going to play and we get to play. And so let's stay positive, do everything we can, and we'll get that game later on the road.
All right, Jared, last question.
James, they announced just now that you've added another game, home game against Louisiana Tech. So this schedule is still evolving. You mentioned the confidence that the Army game will be rescheduled. Is that fun? Because it's so different than anything we've ever experienced. Usually you have it all lined up, and I know you guys focus week to week, but is it kind of fun that, you know, things just evolve this year and anything could happen from week to week as far as the schedule goes?
Yeah, I mean, this year has been a wild ride, and we're just, you know, we're still in it. We're still on the roller coaster, still going through the ups and downs. So, and really the best thing you can do is take everything, you know, with a positive mindset and moving forward and making your best out of any situation, you know what I mean? So when things happen, you know, there's the ups and the downs, and you got to roll with it and figure out what you can do next, because you can only control what you can control. And I think the guys are doing a good job at having that kind of mindset and, you know, controlling what they can control and being able to, you know, just prepare week to week to what's next, you know, and what's next is Troy. And we're super excited to play those guys, and we're already starting to prepare for them.